This is the Midday Brief for Friday, February 28th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks tumbled around the world as investors struggled to calculate the economic fallout from the coronavirus epidemic. The Dow Jones Industrials fell more than 1,000 points Friday morning before regaining some ground. U.S. stocks are on track for their biggest weekly losses since 2008. Investors rushed to sell stocks in riskier investments such as oil, and the trading has occurred at a frenzied pace. The travel sector also has taken a hit. Shares of Royal Caribbean Cruises and American Airlines are both down more than 27% for the week. Goldman Sachs said it expects 0% corporate earnings growth for 2020. More than 82,000 people have been infected with the coronavirus globally, and more than 2,800 have died. The virus has spread to at least 46 countries, according to the latest tally by the World Health Organization. On Friday, China reported 327 new cases, the lowest in more than a month, and 44 deaths. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.